we're blessed to have a bunch of good players right now. And what I'm going to continue to work on and what we're all going to continue to work on is skill development. And we're going to try to get those guys better every single day, continue to work with them so they get their skill sets up to par.
You feel like you're in good place, though, knowing that you have a punter and a long snapper, that you've seen all the film on them, you know what they're capable of. So you've got that. Those, you've got certain cornerstones in your phase of the game to move forward.
Yeah, that feels good. You know, having guys that are veteran players that understand what it takes to be a professional, and they do it really well. So obviously that's going to be a big comfort level for me. You know, just trying to get feedback from them, what they like, what they don't like. That's always going to help out. Yeah, no problem.
Special teams players are always supposed to be like the eat-a-worm type of guys. What do you look for in a special teams player? It's kind of like playing defense in basketball, right? You got to want to do it.
Well, yeah, I think that's the big thing. We're going to ask those players, and we're going to look for players to be smart. And we're going to have them look to play as fast as they possibly can and as aggressive. And that's what we're going to look for. And I feel like we got a good group of core guys that end up doing that. But we're just going to continue to look for them to get better.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the opportunity with, like, some of the, you know, had a couple Pro Bowl guys already on special teams. When you turn on the film, that's got to be a good comfort, you know, coming in, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when you watch the film, you see how the guys fly around. They're playing as fast as they possibly can and as hard as they possibly can. The best thing about it is when you meet with those guys, they care. And it means something to them, and they want to get better every single day, and that's what we're going to look forward to.
How exciting is it to kind of be a part of Mike's staff? It's his first time as an NFL head coach, and you're kind of along for the ride and part, a huge part of it.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, just getting to know Mike a little bit more each and every day. You know, when I sat down with him in the interview process, it was fun. You know, I think we had the same philosophies. We talked about a bunch of the same things, what we believed in, and I think we really clicked, and I'm excited to work with him.
Do you find him to be a guy that understands that special teams is a very important third, you know, one-third of the entire game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when we sat down and talked, he cut his teeth in special teams in his first 4 years in the National Football League, so he understands how important it is, special teams. So, you know, we'll end up talking a bunch, trying to get our philosophy again together and work on it and, you know, just try to get better.
Both special teams coaches are a little out there. You seem pretty normal. What do you like on game days?
Yeah, you know what? You know, I'm a high-energy guy. You know, I try to be calm during practice and just talk and go through the guys. But when we get out and do the drills and things like that, I'm going to be high-energy. I was a former defensive player in college, and, hell, even high school I ended up playing quarterback. So, you know, I feel like I'm a normal guy that guys can relate to, and I can talk to them and get to know them even more and then help them out.